Preliminary evaluation and research. Number one thing, you never work from a broker's pro forma. When you get property packages from brokers, you're going to reach out to brokers on a property you're interested in, for example, and they'll typically have you sign a non-disclosure. That's very common because, you know, the property financial information is nobody's business but somebody that's potentially interested in it. So they always have you sign a non-disclosure. But those, when they send you their package, they regularly use pro forma numbers, meaning this is what the property's potential is. Frankly, they're important to have when you're going and getting a loan, but they're certainly not important in your analysis of the property. You always work from actuals. Actuals means what has the property done historically, the last year, the last 3 years. That's actuals. And you always get the trailing 12 months income and expenses. Okay, so you can look at what it's doing. How much is it bringing in and what are the expenses? And you obviously always get the rent roll. You want to know what's happening. And I'm going to get into more specifics about all this in just a second. So what are you looking for? You're looking for high vacancy, possibly. Possibly you're not. Maybe you're looking for stabilized properties, but you're going to look to see what the vacancy is. Poor management. Those are, you know, always opportunities. If a property is not being managed to its potential, then there's an opportunity to improve the net operating income. Remember, we talked about the NOI. The NOI is the gross income less the expenses. That's the NOI. Is there a way to improve that? We're looking for below market rents. You know, that's always a win-win. So you're searching the market area around that property to see if there's an opportunity to improve the rents. Higher than normal expenses. We see this all the time, and it's commonly overlooked, guys. So, you know, we talked about LoopNet as a resource, and people don't drill down. They see a low cap rate, and many investors go right past it. You need to drill down on those income and expenses to see if there's an opportunity. Like I told you, sometimes that owner will have had a manager in place for years and years, and they're grossly overpaying them. That's an example. Maybe they're paying all the utilities on a property, and there's an opportunity to institute something called RUBS, where the tenants pay the utilities. I'm going to go into that in a lot of detail later, so don't worry about that. But there could be an opportunity in the utilities. Is there a high turnover? That's always the highest expense, or it says usually here, but in my experience, it's always been the highest expense, unless you're replacing a roof or a capital expenditure like that. But on and that's a capital expenditure instead of a typical expense. Expenses, always the turnover is what costs you. So you want to keep your tenants happy. You want to keep them in the property. We're going to talk about how to do that later. But you want to pay attention to it. And if there's a lot of turnover, why is there a lot of turnover? If there's a property you're evaluating, you know, is it area driven or is it poor management? Again, they're not taking care of the tenants. They're not fixing what needs to be fixed. That's important to know. Is it a tired landlord? Are they giving up on the property? Or does it have deferred maintenance and need repairs? All right, now let's continue on this. So when you first look at a deal, the first questions you ask yourself are always specific to the property. You know, what's the age of the property? That's a very relevant question because that's going to, as you get better and better at this, you know, when someone tells you what the age is, you'll instantly understand what you can expect after you've seen a bunch of properties of that age. You'll know what's going to be common. So it's an important question. What's the occupancy? Is the property stabilized? Stabilized is 80 to 85% occupied, okay? And banks, many banks require that. What's the overall condition? You know, how's it look? Is it horribly taken care of or poorly taken care of? What's the expense ratio? And the expense ratio is the ratio of income to expenses, and that's one of the formulas I'm going to show you in a little bit. And typically, if it's over 50%, 50% is a real common expense ratio. If it's over 50%, that could be a red flag as an opportunity. Greater than 45, 50%. Okay, so if it's over 50%, is there a reason that the expenses are so high? Is there an opportunity? Are there any value add or reposition opportunities? Value add, reposition is kind of the same thing. And anytime you're taking a property and improving it, the terminology in the industry is value add or reposition. So remember that. Will the NOI be sufficient to cover the debt service? And we're going to go through the debt service coverage ratio in a little bit, DSCR. It's a very simple calculation, and I'm going to tell you what banks require. Is there a good unit mix? Are you in an area that, and maybe the property's all one-bedroom units, but you're in an area that's mostly families? That's a problem. So, you know, that's unit size. Unit mix is a combination of 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms. And, you know, as you're evaluating an area and its demographic, you want to pay attention to, you know, what the needs are for that community. And if the property's unit mix is geared towards that, like I said, if it's all one bedrooms and maybe just a couple of 2 bedrooms, it's a family area, that could be a problem for you. If it's all 3 bedrooms and it's a student area, well, that could actually be an opportunity because you can do each bedroom separately. But you want to take a look at that and see if what that mix is complements and offers value to the demographic that's in that area. So let's talk about area. How's the location? How is the area? Remember, we talked about spot crime in the last slide. I'm going to show you some slides on that in a minute. It's very interesting. You know, what's the crime like? What's the condition of the nearby properties? You know, are they well taken care of? Or are they run down? Is this the nicest property in the area or the worst property in the area? And you can see the advantages and disadvantages in those two scenarios. You do not want to have the nicest property in the area. Ideally, you know, you want an opportunity to fix it up if that's what you're looking for. You know, is it an appealing market? Is it an emerging market? An emerging is population growing, income growing, businesses moving in, low unemployment rate. You know, what's the vacancy rate for the area? How does that area's vacancy rate compare to the property you're looking at? You know, if the vacancy on the subject property is 40% and the area is only 8%, that's an opportunity. If the reverse is true, then obviously it's an area you're not interested in if it's got a huge vacancy rate, because that'll be a real problem. So where do you get rental information? And one of the places is apartments.com. You know, to find out what the market rents are for an area, you have to do a little bit of due diligence. You have to, you know, check it out. And you do that with apartments.com. You can call property management companies. You can mystery shop the competition. You can call brokers, see what they know. And one thing we always do is we run a kind of a teaser ad on Craigslist for whatever property we're interested in, what that unit size is, general location. We'll run a teaser ad and see if we get phone calls. If we don't get any phone calls, that's a red flag, a big one. And that determines you know, not just what the market rent is, but what the market demand is. So, you know, we use that every time. So here's apartments.com. Very simple. You just put in the address or the city and the rent range, and it'll pull up properties. The important thing to remember is you want to be sure that you're checking apples to apples, okay? You know, you want to make sure the unit size is the same, the amenities are the same, you know, the age is similar. You know, you want to make sure you're comparing apples to apples so that you don't make a mistake on determining what the market rent is. Okay, you want to go on Google Earth and take a look at the aerial view of the property. What's it surrounded by? You know, we're looking at a property in Tampa, and it looked great on paper and everything else. And then we looked at it on Google Earth, and it was surrounded by warehouses. You don't want that, okay? You want it surrounded by residential. And then you go on and check the street view. And you go down to street view, and then you click ahead on the street. You drive down the street and see what's around it. What businesses are around it? Are there reputable businesses, or are there, you know, businesses you wouldn't want to be near? And you guys know what that is. Drive around, look at the cars in the parking lot of the apartment, you know, the complex that you're looking at. Are they real old, beat up? Are there, you know, broken down cars? You know, you can get a real good idea just by driving around on Google Earth. And then again, spotcrime.com, check it out. Here's a screenshot from Spot Crime. This is, I think, the first page, and then you drill into the state and the city. But here's an example of, I think this is Lakeland, Florida. And yeah, I'm pretty sure this is Lakeland. Look at all the crime. I mean, there's a ton of crime there. This is one side of town, and here's the other side of town. So you can see the advantage of this, okay? you know, one side, the other side. So very important that you check that out, because, you know, if it's a dangerous area, you probably once you go there and if you, let's say you're buying in another state and this is how you're doing your original preliminary due diligence, this will stop you in your tracks. But if you're just driving around or if you're in your own area, you'll get a pretty good indication just from driving around as well. So, but spot crime is a good tool.